Over the last 10 podcasts, we have been exploring the connection of Mesopotamia and ancient Sanatana Dharma of India. The area which we call as Mesopotamia today, it corresponds to the present areas of Iraq, Turkey, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, and at times it included the Italy as well, depending upon the strength of the empire which ruled at that point of time. And the civilizations that existed in Mesopotamia were Sumerian, Akkadian, Hittites are, do not exactly belong to Mesopotamia, they extended to other areas also, and they also have a contribution to Sanatana Dharma. And the findings in archaeology we've been exploring as follows: the Vedic gods Mitra, Ashwins, and Varuna were found in Sumerian peace treaty. And the first Egyptian pharaoh was found to be sporting Sri Vaishnava marks of Thiruman. The term Egypt comes from the name of Aja, Egyptos. Raja was the grandfather of Sri Ramachandra and father of Dasaratha. And there is a temple dedicated to Sri Rama called as Rama's Chapel at Uru, which is in Iraq, and that belongs to the earliest human settlement, Ubaid period, in Mesopotamia. Then we also find Sumerian ancestors were Hindu kings, where the Hindu kings were taken as their own kings, and the proofs have been given in the earlier podcast. Then we do find the Harran connection in the Syrian-Turkey border, where Naram-Sin of Akkadian dynasty bears a close resemblance to Shiva and Pashupatinath, and I had explained this concept in the earlier podcast. Now, to proceed further in this episode is about Subramanya, who is venerated as Murugan in Tamil classics. Murugan in Tamil classics is none other than what is praised as Skanda in Vedic times. Skanda worship was popular during the Vedic times, and Muruga worships in Tamil. Murugan's oldest temple is found in Salwar Kuppam, Pondicherry. It is dated 300 BC. The Murugan worship is spread throughout the world, especially it is concentrated more towards the Far East. Now, there is evidence that Murugan was also worshipped in Iraq, then a part of Mesopotamia. There is a tribe called Yazidis, which scholars believe to have descended from the tribe of Murugan. The god is worshipped in the form of a peacock, which is the vehicle of Lord Muruga. The Yazidis are a very ancient people from Iraq, with their calendar being 6,764 years old. About 5,000 years ago, Yazidis migrated from India to Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, and Middle East. At that time, they were called the children of Meluktas, same as Murugan, a god found in South India. The religion of Yazidis share much in common with Vedic Hindus. Yazidis believe in reincarnation. Peacock finds a special place. Peacock is worshipped as Meluktas Murugan. No peacock is found in Iraq, but peacock is native to India. The language in which the Yazidis holy books are written are in Avesta, which is thought to be the same language of Sanskrit. Lord Rama is also worshipped as one of the SD gods. The temple tops of the SDs look much like the Hindu temples. The serpent is the totem of the Melak, Thas or Murugan, and symbolizes the energy or Kundalini release. Since their founding many thousands of years ago in India, these people have been known as the SDs. According to Esther's pattern, the SDs, the name is derived from Yakshvadam, meaning I was created by God. SDs maintain that it translates as followers of the true path. The term SD or Yazidis is also very close to Persian Zoroastrian word Yazdan, meaning God, and Yazata, meaning divine or angelic being. In the coming podcast, I'll show how the practices and the worship of Subramanya in Hinduism is similar to what is being followed by the SDs.